This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monei.
Tuesday, December 16th. God's word for you today is caution. Our scripture reading is taken from Hosea chapter 10, verse 12, and it says, "Plant the good seeds of righteousness, and you will reap a crop of love." What you sow is exactly what you will reap. It could be a positive blessing or a negative curse. If you go around planting seeds of kindness, grace, generosity, forgiveness, and seeds of mercy, guess what you're going to reap? You will reap grace, mercy, and generosity in abundance. But if you go around planting seeds of criticism, beef, hatred, jealousy, gossip, anger, injustice, prejudice, and seeds of division, you are going to reap exactly what you have planted in multiple folds. You do not even need to pray about it. If you do not like what it is looking like, you are going to reap, change what you're sowing. That is how it works. It is like a double-edged sword. If you are going around tearing people down, as heaven leaves, as day follows night, your life will be torn down and torn apart. That is how it works. What you sow is what you will reap. Proverbs chapter 11 verse 18 says, "Evil people may get a short-term gain, but to grow seeds of righteousness will bring a true and lasting reward." In other words, dishonest people can get rich in a moment. It may appear that nothing is happening. It may appear that they are getting richer. But if you plant righteousness, you will harvest a reward that lasts. Why? It is because dishonest people who sow and appear to be getting rich are coming to destruction. Proverbs chapter 13 verse 10 says, "Arrogant know-it-all stir up discord, but wise men and women listen to each other's counsel." In other words, stupid people plant discord and conflict by making arrogant assumptions, but those who listen to advice will be wise. Are you making arrogant assumptions? Were you there? You are planting discord and conflict in your life. Why do you want to destroy your children by planting seeds that will destroy your generations? Proverbs chapter 16 verse 28 says, "A troublemaker plants seeds of strife. Their gossip breaks up the closest of friends." What seeds are you planting? Proverbs chapter 22 verse 8 says, "If you plant the seeds of injustice, you will reap disaster, and their reign of terror will come to an end." Are you planting seeds of injustice? Then expect disaster, because that is the harvest you will get. God is saying, choose the seeds that you plant, because whatever you plant is what you will reap. There is no fasting that can change it. Whatever you plant is what you will reap. Whatever you plant is what you will harvest. Plant corn, then take all the prayer warriors to the farm to pray that it will change to tomato. It will not happen. The only solution is to quickly start uprooting the corn that has been planted. But as long as the seed is in the ground, the harvest is sure. Let us pray. Father, help me to be deliberate about planting the right seeds. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.